you represent a professional outfit, right?
Hello, you're listening to Bonersode 81 for February 9th, 2021. I'm Richard, and the following antisocial behavior was produced by Riley Mix. Thanks, Riley. Today I'm going to try a couple ideas texted to me from Cody No Name and Ronk. Cody's dumb idea is the HOA is starting a sock sharing program. Every resident must contribute a pair, and the drop bin is being installed in your lawn. Cody also said if I use this, he demands payment in GameStop stock. I'm not sure what he means by that. It's not like I pay attention to current events or anything. As for Ronk, he asked me if I would please accuse people of parking on driveways and driving on parkways, which I'm certain is a George Carlin bit, but I couldn't find it, so I'm unable to prove that Ronk is a plagiarist and a fraud and a shell of a man. Anyway, these ideas will surely fail, so I'll toss in a few of my own gems. Let's go.
Hello?
Hello, Joyce?
Yes?
Hey, Joyce, it's Winston with the water department.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just calling to ask if you could limit the amount of peanut water that you've been flushing down the drains.
What?
The peanut water, it's just kind of overloading our filtration system, and if you could just kind of roll it back just a little bit.
Peanut water.
Yeah, so anyways, if you could just kind of cut back on it, you're not in trouble or anything. It's just we're just kind of hoping you could voluntarily.
Oh, we're not.
You definitely are. It's okay. You don't need to lie or anything.
I'm not lying. I mean, like I said, just don't understand how that's possible. Why would we be dumping peanut water down the drain?
I don't know. Why would
and where
you?
Where would we get? How would we? Well, what do you think I'm doing? Dumping the peanut butter jars down the drain?
Well, it's not peanut butter. It's peanut water. It's a byproduct.
Peanut water.
It's a byproduct of making, maybe you're making peanut milk or something. I don't know.
We're not. That's my point.
Okay.
It's not possible.
Maybe it's Tom that's doing it and he's not telling you about it and like he's running some kind of business.
He doesn't go near peanuts. Peanut butter.
I don't know. We tracked several thousands of gallons of peanut water back to your house. So it's definitely.
Well, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, I think you're crazy.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Why in the world would we be doing that? I mean, that just makes no sense at all.
I don't know. You sound awfully guilty to me, but like I said, it's no big deal.
Are you kidding me?
No, why would I?
What's your name? We're going to write some stuff down here. This is not right.
Oh, shit. Things are getting serious. My name is Winston.
Unbelievable. Wow. This is something. All right. What's your name?
My name is Winston for the third time.
And what's your last name?
For the third time.
Winston is your last name?
No, that's my first name.
What's your last name?
For the third time.
Your last name is for the third time?
Yeah. Winston for the third time.
I'm going to call the water department.
Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Alan. It's Cody with the HOA.
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, hey, I just needed to let you know that we're going to be dropping a bin in your front yard tomorrow morning. Around 10 o'clock or so, they're just going to be putting that clothing bin out front there next to the sidewalk.
I don't know anything about it. What's it for?
Oh, we're starting this new kind of fun thing in the neighborhood. We're going to be doing a sock exchange program. Just kind of a way to...
A what?
A sock exchange program. Just a way to, get to know your neighbors and have some fun. and yeah, so there's going to be a bin. We decided to... Are you okay?
Yeah, so... You're going to put a clothing bin in my front yard.
Oh, man, you sounded like Jack Nicholson for a second there in Batman. Yeah, it's,
So will it interfere with the garbage pickup and the other bins that are out there already?
Oh, no, the bin's going to be in the grass.
I don't know if there's room.
Yeah, no, it'll be, It'll be fine. It's just going to be in the grass there. Just
Okay. Is it like colored really nice? Will it look pretty out there, or do I have to dress it up a little bit?
Oh no, you're being silly. It's just one of those. It's like a donation bin. It's just a metal kind of thing. You know, big. It's got a big metal door on it, and we're just going to need you to empty it once a week and just wash all the socks.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Hey, listen. I'll tell you what, though. I got a bunch of golf buddies that really appreciate some of this stuff. You know, some they look pretty ragged sometimes. So I can take some stuff out of there and just take it to the golf course and give it away on the driving range. It would do a lot of good doing that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, the sharing the wealth.
Okay. Hey, I think you're onto something here. I think this is, you know, just right in line with what the Democrats are doing, you know, back east. This fits right into their category of, you know, everything that they're doing.
What do you mean? The Democrats are starting a sock exchange program?
Well, you know, they've got every other kind of exchange and giveaway program. We might as well do socks.
That's the craziest conspiracy theory I've ever heard, Alan. Come on.
You know that conspiracy theorists, you know, one out of 1,000 might be true. The other 999 are all fake and
look,
not
you
real.
You need to quit turning socks into a political issue, okay? This is completely non-controversial. It's just a friendly sock exchange.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
I see what you're getting at. It's like, I see what you're getting at. It's like sock socialism. I see what you're driving at.
Yeah, socks. So yeah, boy, say that 10 times real fast.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna let you go, Alan. Lay off the bottle.
Okay.
Tell your wife I said hello.
I wish I had a recording of this conversation. We could do wonders with it.
I think that's the blue toxins talking. Do you want me to put Mr. Biggs on?
I had a recording of this, darn it. We could play this on Jimmy Kimmel.
Lee Knight is dead. Although you sound like you're in the demo. Wait, isn't Jimmy Kimmel one of those liberal types? Why do you watch him?
Oh, totally. It fit right in with their program, though. You know, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, Mr. Political. Tell Cindy I said hugs and kisses.
Absolutely. Hey, listen. Just tell people to make sure they wash their hands, okay, when they put it in the sock bin, you know? Just, you know, blah, 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 okay?
Wait, you wear socks on your hands?
Okay.
All right, Alan.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, hang up the phone. Hang it up. Sick of you. Take a breath. I don't want you to pass out.
That's funny. Hey, listen, you called me. You hang up the phone.
Oh, you hang up first. I ain't hanging up shit. We're going to do this routine now. I don't think Roy will mind.
Oh, man. You know what? Are you sure you're not recording this?
Oh,
I'm make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money with this.
Oh, really? How much money do you think I can make? Making prank phone
this
calls like
viral. This would go viral. I mean,
nah, I'm saving questions. This garbage for a boner sode. Do you think maybe I should do my own prank call podcast or something?
Well, I don't consider this a prank call. I'm taking this dead serious.
Oh yeah, well you should.
I'm gonna go out there and sweep a section out there, and in fact, I'm gonna paint a square on the road. So you just put that right in the square.
Okay, oh no, it's going in your grass. What do you mean road? Going right in your front lawn.
You know what? My neighbors, yeah, they would really appreciate, they would really like that, you know. Yeah, I'm sure they would say, Howard's really flipped out now. No,
ugh.
Goodness sake.
God. Make sure you sanitize your phone.
Yeah.
Just wipe it down.
Well, you know what? Are you going to put a sign up on the? You could put a sign up there at the head of my street. He goes, "Here it is, you know, whoop, there it is," and just put, you know, like sock exchange, you know.
Oh wow! Another early '90s reference. Great.
Oh man! Okay. Yeah, I'm exhausted now. All that laughing, you know?
Yeah, I know. Hey, you need to go lay down for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, you say, like, you know, what happens when you do this? And you guys generally read off script, but, man, you're not on script anymore. You're winging it.
Script? What are you talking about? There's no script here. I'm pulling all this straight out of my ass.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I'll have a busy morning, but tomorrow when I come home, it'll probably be in my yard. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Alan, I'm gonna go now. I love you.
I'm sure you do.
I love you very much. Bye, Alan.
Hello.
Hello, Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron. It's Craig with the HOA.
Okay.
Hey, I needed to give you a heads up. We're going to be starting an oil change program in the neighborhood.
An oil what?
An oil change program in the neighborhood. It's starting tomorrow, so we just need to make sure that you leave your car out front, because...
Would you explain this to my wife? Because I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. Just a second.
Oh, that's so weird. She's the...
Hello.
Oh, hey, Nan. It's
yes.
It's Craig with the HOA.
Yeah.
I don't know why Ron handed the phone off to you. I was trying to talk to him about cars. It's kind of weird that he would hand that over to the woman, but I guess I can try to explain it to you.
Okay.
See, what we're doing is we developed our own proprietary motor oil, and so we're just starting this program in the neighborhood where we're requiring everyone to get rid of their motor oil, and we're going to put in our own.
Well, we just had ours done, so we're not interested in doing it.
Oh, it's not a optional thing. Yeah, it's just everyone, you know, in the neighborhood, we're just requiring everyone to, you know, get rid of their oil, and we're going to put in our own mix. We developed it here in the HOA laboratory and everything, so just part of the new neighborhood requirements.
No, we're not doing that. I'm sorry.
You definitely have to. I mean, it's a mandatory thing.
No, we don't have to.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do. We're not singling you out or anything. It's everyone. It's not just you.
I need more information.
Okay, what information do you need? I'll be happy to explain.
I need to know who's requiring this, and there is no way... There is no way you can require us to use your motor oil.
Oh, yeah. No, there is. It's the Homeowners Association is the one that's requiring it. And it's just
the Homeowners Association cannot require us to use certain oil in our car.
Oh, yeah. We made
that,
it.
No, you can't. You can't do that.
We added an amendment.
What is your name again?
My name is Craig. We added an amendment to the HOA Constitution. It's all on the up and up. We have the paperwork drawn up and everything, so...
Well, I haven't seen a thing on it, so until I see something on it, I don't want to discuss this.
Okay, well, anyway, we're going to be... Is that Ron in the background?
Yes.
Well, tell him to shut up, because he already gave up his right to have an opinion on this.
Okay.
What?
What is your phone number?
My phone number is on your caller ID.
Okay, thank you.
Well, where are you going?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Ron. It's Craig again with the HOA.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I don't think Nan was understanding what I was saying. I don't know why you handed the phone to a woman to discuss motor oil. Doesn't make any sense, but I can clear up the confusion. Just give me a chance.
I'm ready to listen to you, but I'm not going to use your oil. You're not going to make me.
Well, I'm
if
not.
If that's what you're trying to tell me.
Well, it's not me that's making you. It's the HOA. I'm just the messenger here.
The HOA ain't telling me shit about my car. Hey. Don't give me that shit.
Hey, you watch your language, Ron.
Well, you hang your goddamn phone up. You ain't talking to me. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Janet.
Yes.
Hey, Janet, it's Ronk with the HOA.
Ron with the HOA?
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling because we had a few complaints from some of the neighbors recently. They said that you were parking on driveways.
Well, you know what? I haven't been in town for over a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, we had several complaints just, you know, from your neighbors in the area the past few weeks about you parking on driveways and driving on...
You know what? I'm telling you, I have not been there to park a car for over a year.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't add up because...
It's not my car that's being parked in somebody's driveway.
We have a driveway which we're entitled to, but we're not there to park in.
Oh, who's that, Joe in the background there?
That's Joe.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Right.
Just butting in. Oh, introducing himself. Well, I don't know. Is somebody borrowing your car or something? Because several
people... No, we're in Denver, Colorado.
We don't have a car there.
Okay. Well, according to the report here, it says that you have been spotted several times driving on parkways and parking on driveways. And, you know, that's just against the rules here in the neighborhood, so... I don't know. Maybe you just forgot or whatever, but yeah.
Just... Well, we can't forget we're not there. Who in the hell?
Did you hear me? We are not in... We are in Denver, Colorado, and have been...
For a full year.
For a year.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
We're not...
I'm not sure I'm not sure I'm buying your line of crap. Just, you know, it's okay. Just don't do it again. That's all.
No, wait you a know, minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't hang up like that.
What?
You know,
my line of crap.
What, Rick? You know, Rick. Ask him where we're at or what we've been doing. He lives right across the street from us.
Oh no, no. Well, first of all, Rick doesn't go by Rick anymore. He goes by Rita. Rita's actually a she.
What's your last name, Ron?
Craigerson.
And which HOA do you represent?
Well, you better look for a new job.
Oh, why is that?
We're going to be there in a couple of weeks, and I'll be over to lick you up. How's that?
Well, what does that mean? You don't have any say over my employment here.
And if you got a problem, you come over and show me what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, I don't have the problem. I'm just relaying it. I'm the middleman in this situation.
Well, find out what you're trying to relay.
And you don't have any say over my employment. I am very secure in my position.
No, why not?
Hello?
Hello, Curtis?
Yes?
Hey, Curtis, it's Craig with the HOA.
Yes?
Hey, I needed to let you know that we're going to be starting a mandatory motor oil change program in the neighborhood. And on Monday, our mechanic's going to be coming out, and he's going to be changing your oil.
In what?
In your vehicle.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
What HOA are you with? All right, so say that again.
Which part?
The whole thing. Who are you with? You said HOA.
Yeah, the Homeowners Association here in the neighborhood. Anyway, listen, we're starting this new program. See, what we did is we developed our own motor oil. It's just our own proprietary mix, just better for the environment and so on. And it's not costing anything. We're paying the mechanic to do it and all that, so... But yeah, I just need to let you know he's going to be coming by and changing yours on Monday.
Well, good luck, because I won't be home Monday, but...
Well, when will you be home? Because we need to get this scheduled. Because yeah, he's going to be changing your oil.
Yeah. So, you're going to come change my oil in my golf cart for free?
No, not your golf cart.
For an HOA.
What? No, your main vehicle.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Yeah, well, no,
my vehicle is under warranty, and you're not touching my vehicle.
Sir, I'm not going to be doing it. I'm just making the calls. We hired a professional mechanic. He's fully licensed. We signed a contract with him.
So which vehicle is he going to do?
Whichever vehicles you have, because we're requiring it for every vehicle in the neighborhood.
Okay, so does he have a lift?
Yeah, I mean, he's got all the equipment he needs.
No, he has to have a lift in order to get my Roadster off the ground because it only sits 2 inches above the ground.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, he's got everything. Quit being a smartass about it. Look, it's a free oil change. Like, I don't see why you're objecting to this.
Okay, what time do you want to do it?
Well, like I said, we had it preliminarily set for Monday, but you said you're not going to be home. Hey, what is all that noise in the background?
What time?
Hey, can you tell those bitches in the background to zip it?
Say that again?
Tell those bitches in the background to shut up.
Do you have a question about a wine? Yeah, I wanted to know what kind of wine you had. I ordered a beer, and then I get realized. You all white or red?
Trying to have a conversation here, and we have just a gaggling pack of bitches in the background.
I'll tell you what, asshole. I don't like your attitude.
Well, I don't.
So I'll tell you what. You bring your ass over to my house Monday, say 9 o'clock.
No, I'm not coming over. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just making phone calls.
Well, make it to somebody else.
Well, I have to make it to the whole neighborhood.
Which neighborhood?
This neighborhood, stupid. You don't know what neighborhood you live in?
Yeah, I know what neighborhood I live in, but the fact is that I'm on the board of my subdivision.
Oh, well, yeah, but you're...
So,
you're,
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because if anything was going to get scheduled, they would have notified me first.
You're on the board of the subdivision, but not the actual board, you know, the board that matters. And you need to watch your mouth. You need to just quit using curse words.
Tell you what, I'm up at the Dollar General store right now. Why don't you come up here and meet me face to face?
You're at the dollar store?
What'd you say your name was again?
Craig.
Craig. All right. Thanks, Craig. Have a good day.
Hello.
Hello, Judy?
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Cody with the HOA.
Oh. Well, I think I'm getting two phone calls at the same time. My friend's calling me as well.
Oh,
okay, what do you need, Cody?
Oh, that's so weird. Hey, yeah, I'm just calling to give you a reminder. We're going to be dropping off a clothing bin in front of your house tomorrow morning.
Okay, and why is that?
We're just starting this new sock exchange program in the neighborhood. Just kind of a thing that we're trying to, you know, bring the neighborhood together and everything.
Okay, there's going to be a clothing bin, and what are we going to do with the clothing bin?
We're all going to dump a pair of socks into it and take out... Whatever ones we want, you know, just kind of a sock.
Okay, it's just socks.
Yeah, it's a sock sharing program.
Okay, sounds interesting to me. Yeah. I suppose this is in the newsletter or something, and I missed it.
Yeah, it was, but we're finally getting around to doing it, and we're just going to be putting the bin in your yard, and we just need you to empty the bin once a week and just wash all the socks.
What?
We just need you to empty the bin once a week and, you know, just run them through the laundry and then just dump.
Why do I do that? Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, this is Judy, right?
Judy who?
Judy.
Right.
Do I have the right number?
Do you know where I live? Do you know where I live?
Yeah, you're over there at 736, right?
Right, and I agreed to this?
Well, I mean, it's not really like a thing that we asked. It's just a requirement. Just once a week.
Did I have to clean this bin out and wash the socks?
We don't have to clean the bin. You just have to wash the socks. Just run them through the washing machine and dry them and then load them back in. That's all.
What if I don't want to do that?
Well, you don't have a choice.
Why not? What happens to me if I don't do it?
This is
the weirdest thing I ever heard, Cody.
We write you a strongly worded letter.
Do you send a letter to me personally?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to make threats, but that's the extent of what I can say. We'll write you a strongly...
What's in this for me?
You get to help out with the sock exchange program and feel good about it.
Okay. Well, let's see how it goes.
And just make sure... that when you wash them, that you use something like All Free and Clear or, you know, one of the unscented brands, because, you know, there's people with skin sensitivities and, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Like me, for example, I get an itchy penis occasionally. So you got to make sure to use the fragrance-free, just all natural ones.
I think this is a prank call.
What? Why would you say that, Judy? Come on. This is serious business.
I just do. All right, I'm hanging up. Bye.
Why, Judy? No.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yeah.
Hey, Barbara. It's Winston with the water department.
Yes. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling regarding the peanut water that you've been dumping down your drains recently.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I'm going to let you talk to my husband. Hold on.
Oh, okay, honey.
What's the problem?
Oh, hi, is this Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, it's Winston with the water department. There's not really a problem, per se. I was just calling to ask if you could just please limit the amount of peanut water that you dump down your drains.
What kind of water?
Peanut water. We traced several thousand gallons of peanut water back to your drains, and, you know, it's just...
We have no idea what you're talking about, because we don't dump peanut water down our drains.
Well, I mean, we traced it back to your house over there on...
I don't know anything.
What that is.
Yeah, what is it? I have no idea.
Well, it's just water mixed with peanuts. I mean, it's just a byproduct from making peanut butter.
Oh, you might have... I don't know why you trace it back here, because...
We don't eat peanuts.
We don't eat that
okay.
many
Can you
peanuts
tell?
In a freaking...
Why do
you
have water?
In a century.
Okay.
We're not big peanut eaters.
One at a time. Can you tell Barbara to pipe down?
Can you be a little less ignorant?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm not ignorant. We traced the peanut water back to your house.
Well,
unless this isn't...
It's wrong, because there is no way, you know, I have no idea how that could have happened.
Well, the sensors...
We don't eat that many peanuts.
Oh, my God. Tell Barbara to shut up. Man, she's being annoying.
Hey, fuck you, asshole. How's that?
Well,
fuck you.
Well, no, she's just...
Fuck you.
Why are you screaming...
What is it?
Oh, hey, Jeff, it's Winston again.
No,
hey,
Jeff, me, you fucking asshole.
No, Jeff, come on. We got off on...
Never say anything like that about my wife.
What do you mean?
Fuck you. I'm calling the FCC, you jerk off.
No, I think we got off on the wrong foot. Thanks again to Riley Mix for getting the FCC called on me. Thanks to all of you for listening to and supporting the show. Don't forget to make sure your mailing addresses are up to date. Or the stickers I'll be mailing out soon. I love you and good night.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the Brain Supreme. And my man, Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy.
Now who, there it is.
Hey, man.
Now who, there it is. 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 Now who, there it is.
Upside down and inside out. I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for a nigga to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way.
Now who, there it is.
Let me hear you say.
Now who, there it is. 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 Now who, there it is.
Point blank, gin and juice I drink, and bent and bent as a puff on deck. Rock the mic, I crave skin, rip shit, find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it, come on.
Now who, there it is.
I'm done.
Now who, there it is. Now who, there it is. Now who, there 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 is.
Underground sound that you niggas have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding, you people dancing. Shit, that's a breath taker. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You wanna come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool? Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
Can y'all 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 dig it?
We can dig it.
W-H-O-O-N.
to the fly shit from the school of old. Hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. Three to the two and one mic check. Mass kill, blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just killed. Party keep wishing, party tag team is through.
You know who there it is.
I thought you knew.
You know who there it is. 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 You know who there it is.
Peanut water.